Headline: Donald Trump serves fries at McDonald's 5 days after flop crypto launch. Published at 6:45 p.m. UTC, October 21, 2024 on Protos.com. Just 5 days after the disappointing launch of Donald Trump's World Liberty Financial crypto project, the former president and sexual predator has staged a bizarre publicity stunt that saw him dishing out fries at a Pennsylvania branch of McDonald's. Trump was filmed salting fries and serving customers in a move designed to poke fun at fellow presidential hopeful Kamala Harris's claims that she worked at the fast food chain in 1983. He was filmed saying, "I've now worked for 15 minutes more than Kamala," and has repeatedly called Harris's claim a lie despite being unable to provide any evidence to back up the allegation. It goes without saying that Trump didn't clock on to work a real shift. The Feasterville restaurant was reportedly shut for his arrival. Customers were screened by the U.S. Secret Service, and nobody ordered their own food, instead receiving whatever Trump handed to them. Fittingly, Trump doesn't really work for World Liberty Financial either. The project's gold paper listed Trump as its chief crypto advocate, but hidden in the fine print, it states that he is not actually an employee and that his illustrative descriptive titles do not indicate he is one. However, despite this, Trump and his entities will receive 75% of protocol revenue and 22.5 billion WLFI tokens, worth $337.5 million, to promote the project from time to time. At the time of writing, $13.8 million of its WLFI tokens have been sold, representing a measly 4.6% of its 20 billion token goal. On the day of its release, it sold $12 million worth of tokens, meaning its token sale figure has changed by 0.6 percentage points since October 16th. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at Protos.com.